Welcome, everyone, to the Space Game Junkie Podcast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian, and joining me, as always, is your co-host, Jim.
X-Rebirth.
Well, that's one of the many things we'll be talking about today. Folks, remember last week we didn't have a podcast because our guest had to cancel at the last minute? Well, that was their fault. And now, this week, it's my fault because he wrote in his email, oh, let's just do it next week. And in my mind, I somehow confirmed that with him and I wrote back and said, oh, yeah, that's great. But I never did. I realized that late yesterday. And so probably a little too late. So we're doing a Plan B show, Space Pirates and News, because this is my fault. I've been having a stressful time, folks. I got a court summons for another me, basically. And that was very stressful.
Was it like mini me?
No. My middle name starts with a C. His middle name starts with an S. But someone found me on LinkedIn, thought I was that Brian Rubin, because there are a lot of Brian Rubins out there, and sent me a summons. So I was very stressed out. I was very emotionally spent.
You should change your middle name to Jingleheimer.
You know what? I want to change my middle name to Cunt McFuckleberry, but...
Oh, my God. The Sweet Pickles bus has just pulled up outside my door. I have to go.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
You should probably peep
Captain
what
Planet
I just said.
Is probably one of the most underrated things that's ever been on television.
I did enjoy that cartoon back in the day, but I was a child, so who knows? I don't know if it would hold up.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Was Captain Planet? No.
What?
Was it Captain Power? What was the one where you had the toy spaceships and you would shoot the guys on the screen?
Captain Planet Power. Like that was eco. No, Captain Planet was the guy with the five guys and the rings and, you know, the power is yours. That's,
yeah, maybe it's Captain Power.
It's Captain Power. They had the gun that you could point at the TV. It didn't actually do jack. I owned it. It didn't do jack. And the other problem was, at least where I lived, it was on at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And like, what kid gets up at 6 a.m.? You know? Yeah, Knack, you're right. It is Captain Power. So, yeah, I was up, I think, once at a church shut-in or whatever that – not shut-in, lock-in when I used to go to church. And the only reason I was up watching Captain Planet – or Power, Captain Power, is because there were a lot of captains back in the day.
Yeah.
A bunch of captains.
So X-Rebirth, it's proof that there is no such thing as a free lunch. But they can give that shit away.
Yeah, folks,
because
we're going to talk about
We said they couldn't give it away, but they have.
Well, we're going to talk about some news. So the news today specifically is that
Godzilla is awesome and should go. And you haven't seen it in the theater yet.
I can't for at least a couple of weeks. I told you
what?
I told you. Because Nicole wants to see it, and she's not – doesn't have free time until school's done.
Oh, my God. So I went and saw it last week, and then I took my wife to see it today. And there's no reason that you can't go see it and then take her later.
I'd rather experience it for the first time with her. It's just more fun.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I'm kind of sappy that way. But anyway, folks, yeah, the big news today specifically is that Egosoft has released a pretty goddamn big patch for X-Rebirth. And so when the game was first coming out, I tried to contact their PR folks and tried to get a copy of it to play. And maybe I was contacting the wrong people. I contacted like three different people, and no one ever got back to me. So when I got the email with the press release today going, hey, 2.0 is out, 2.0 Secret Service Missions. That's what it's actually called, Secret Service Missions, came out. So I wrote the guy back, and I'm like, hey, can I have a Steam code? He wrote me within 5 minutes going, yeah, here, you and Space Game Junkie have a – I'm like, I am the Space –
it's like,
game.
Oh, thank God, somebody wants our game. Here. He didn't give me more than one, though, did he? He didn't, like, lose his mind in exuberance and just be like – he was like Oprah. He was like, look under your chairs, everybody.
Everyone gets –
X-Rebirth Steam codes for everybody.
Everyone gets an Albion Skunk. That's right. Albion Skunks for everyone. No. If he had given me more than one code, you know you would have gotten one. I mean, come on. You know I
No,
love you that much.
we would try to. I think we would. What we'd have to do is have some kind of contest where we would give them the code, like some random listener, and $5, and that way we would pay them to take it.
Wait a minute, tangent. Nack is saying, "Are you in the chat?" Because I'm just glancing at here. The crew that wrote Captain Power wrote Babylon 5?
Absolutely, Straczynski and company.
What? That's about as different as you can get.
Not really, because you could actually sit there with your little toy spaceship and, like, shoot Narns on the screen. It also didn't do a damn thing, but, you know.
Okay, that's just weird, man. But anyway, so yeah, X-Rebirth 2.0 came out today. And so they sent me a Steam code, and I just played around with it for about 20 minutes using a gamepad. That was my second mistake. Maybe my first mistake was actually loading the game. But my second mistake was playing with a gamepad. I had forgotten that, as Jim reminded me, mouse and keyboard is the way to go. So that's what I'll be doing. I am going to be doing videos for this thing. But this patch adds a lot of stuff. So let's see. It adds 3 new game starts. So you're not just starting the campaign. You can start as I looked. It was like a mercenary and a business person and something else. Rebalanced combat. Additional commands for your ships. Autopilot can fly your ship while you're busy. Okay,
oh,
wait a
good.
Minute.
The game could play itself, so I don't have to.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that what an autopilot is supposed to do? Fly the ship while you're...
Yeah, but I think in this case, the autopilot should play the entire game. Huh. And then I could just watch. Because that would be like relatively pain-free.
Maybe. All new highway flight model. I don't know what that means, but I'll tell you.
That means that the highway is still there. So
the highway is still there. I'll tell you, I jump in the highway and I'm not using the throttle. I'm like, okay. So as soon as I use the throttle, bong, 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 I'm bumping into other ships and they're just flying off. So I don't know what's really different between that and what we saw the last time. Let's see. Most tasks can now be performed while without landing on stations. Well, that's probably an awesome thing. I mean, wasn't that one of the most hated parts of Rebirth was you had to land on stations and run around and do stupid shit?
It was a break from the flying part.
But I don't want to break from the... I play these games because I want the flying part. I mean, that's...
The frame rate was better on stations. I don't know. I can't think of a single redeeming quality. I cannot help you, sir.
Full screen HUD, map, radar, event monitor, new ships, new missile types, new graphical options, a new start menu scene. What does that even mean? Steam achievements. They've added support for 8 input devices.
At
what?
A time? Like all at once? Like an octopus could play this game?
In parentheses. In parentheses, now even your pet octopus can get the most from the game.
Ah, yes. I predicted
good one.
It.
Good one. Boom.
Damn, they should be paying me for this.
And then there are a bunch of fixes. I just played about 20 minutes of it, and I'm just like, what is happening? Like, it still feels clunky. And, I mean, I guess there's only so much they could patch in if I don't know. I mean, I'm going to play more of it. I'm going to do videos. So stay tuned, folks, because that's going to be fun. I might drink during them. I'm thinking tequila.
Yeah. Hey, help me out here. I'm trying to remember. What is that game? And we talked about it was on Steam. It was a game that is forked off from an open source project that is basically a reboot of Frontier Elite 2.
Yeah, Paragon.
Paragon, yes. I played an entire afternoon of that and kind of rather liked it. Huh? No, not the open source version. I haven't invested in the Steam thing because I was a little confused as to... Now, you told me that the developer actually came in the Steam forums and like had a big explanation about how they're not just selling the open source game, that they've actually done wildly different things.
Here's an interesting thing. When I first found this game, I wasn't too keen. I thought, these people just took... I forget what the other engine is called. But they took this other open source Elite game and they're building on top of it and they're going to charge people for it. And the developer wrote me and went like, au contraire, we are not going to charge for it or something. But now they're charging for it and it's a little weird. But it looks kind of cool. I'm gonna like wait till it's on sale before I get it, unless they send me a nicely send me a key. But I want to try it. You know, I there's a lot of crud. There's been a bunch of. I wanted to talk to you about this. Have you noticed? Like Gamma Sutra did an article on this. So much stuff has been coming on Steam.
Yeah, like, it's kind of disturbing because a lot of it is ancient shovel stuff.
I know, you like know, like it, Original War. Remember Original War from like 2002? It's an RTS.
Yeah,
that came out a little while ago. Descent Free Space just hit Steam. Parcan 2, a favorite of mine, just hit Steam. I mean, a lot of these older games are hitting Steam, and it's getting weird. It's getting weird, and I love Steam. I will tell you what, I love Steam, but. I mean, it has spoiled me. I will buy games on other platforms, but I prefer Steam if at all possible. But it's just weird how all this old stuff is coming up on Steam.
Yeah.
And they're not even, like, trying to compete with good old games and offering other stuff, like soundtracks and such. Just, here's the game. Five bucks. You know?
Oh, by the way, it's Pioneer. Is the open source version.
Ah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, very good. Also began with a P. Maybe that's why I couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
I urge
everyone, go and find the SourceForge project for Pioneer, download it, and play it.
That's been in the works for a long time.
It's
6 years?
It's kind of fun. It reminded me of what I wanted Frontier to be.
I think
then.
That, yeah, that's what they're going for, I believe, like a modern, more modern, streamlined version of
I just could not get into Frontier, but this, not so bad.
I played the, you know me, I played the shit out of Frontier.
Yeah.
Speaking of Elite, the premium beta is just about to come out, which looks very exciting.
Only costs $500.
$300? Something? Wait a minute. It's,
you know, that's
no,
$200
I,
less
I
than
think,
Golden
I think,
Mech Warrior.
Really?
Just to put that in perspective, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that golden mad cat, it's calling to you.
What?
You know you got an extra $500 laying around.
I don't. I mean, if I did, I wouldn't buy a gold. Okay, the premium beta is $150.
Oh, well, that's not entirely insane.
No.
But still. So is that the point where they're going to actually have not canned missions? Because right now it's just canned missions, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a little more open, I think. I don't know if you watched some videos, but some videos have some people in the beta flying around, warping to other systems, which looks just – it took my breath away.
That's really cool.
I'm not even kidding. It looks so good.
Yeah, because in Pioneer, whenever you warp to another system, you just load a bunch of radioactives in your cargo hold, and that it serves as fuel. I couldn't figure out why my warp engines wouldn't work, and it doesn't really tell you, and you got to go read the wiki, and it's like, oh, no, go in the commodity market and buy a bunch of radioactive waste and throw it in your cargo bay and burn that, and that's what your jump drive uses. But the jump drive is just like a really quick like pop, and you're in another system, not like, you know, a really cool star field thing, you know, like in Star Wars.
Right.
None of that hyperspacey looking coolness.
I do like the hyperspacey looking tunnel thing. I do like that though.
Yeah.
It gives you a sense that space is big, which
And man, whenever you pull up the map in Pioneer, God, the map. It's there's so many stars. And you know, you can basically you sort by what the jump radius of your ship is, right? And and then you can jump to any of that. But it's kind of like I was just flying cargo missions back and forth. You know, I didn't get into combat or anything. So now with Elite, I'm wondering if that's how Elite is going to be, where it's going to be just a giant open map and you can jump anywhere and haul cargo around and stuff. Or is it going to be more like, you know, go to the job board and pick a mission, like Privateer style?
Either way would be fine with me because I'm fine with either of those things. But I see what you're getting at. So, okay, Pioneer, we should like maybe do a show about that. You sound excited. I haven't played
it's
it in
neat.
Years.
It's nothing that it I don't, years. I don't think I'd like pull $50 out of my wallet for it, but it's interesting, you know, especially as an open source project. That's pretty great. Yeah. So sure.
I will. Let's try and get the guy. Let's try and get the Paragon guys on here. Why not? Pioneer. Let's just write that down. I can't spell. I spelled Pioneer. Okay, I'll try it myself too. Wow, Linux. Are you playing it on Linux?
No, Windows.
Okay. It's funny how they have Windows, Linux, Linux. Fuck you, Mac. Fuck you, Apple. I just kind of find that funny.
Yep.
But so, yeah, so the Elite Beta, Premium Beta is coming out later this week, I think. And then the Normal Beta comes out a little bit after that. And that's what I hopefully will be getting into myself. So I'm excited about that. I got to wait. Which, you know, fine. I understand. I'm going to make money. But, yeah. It's nice that their store has dollars now. For a while, all they had was pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It was very confusing. So, like within a day of the Elite Premium Beta coming out, the Star Citizen Arena dogfighting thingy-majiggy will also be coming out.
They're finally going to get the dogfight module out, huh?
It's going to be a single player only, apparently, because they couldn't get their network code properly up and running.
What have they been doing? What are they doing, Brian?
Watching they just the money roll in? I don't know. Watching the numbers go up? Running a Starship contest? They're running some kind of – it's called the Next Great Starship, I think it's called. But yeah, it's kind of funny how my thoughts on the two games have flipped. Like when Star Citizen first came out, I was like, oh, you know, angels wept. You know, their tears fell upon me. And when Elite Dangerous launched its Kickstarter, I was like, what is this? This is crap. Now I'm kind of feeling the opposite, honestly. Like someone asked me the other day, if you had to choose between the two of them, which one would you choose? And I said, if someone held a gun to my head, I'd go with Elite. It's a more mature product at this point, and it looks like an awesome product. And they're, I don't know. I love how the folks behind Star Citizen is being so transparent, but I'm worried that's starting to backfire. Do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe. I mean, it's neat. You know, they're showing some stuff, right? They're showing the top layer, and they have transparency into that. But they're not really maybe having a discussion about how the inner guts work, because I don't think they can have that discussion yet because it hasn't stabilized. They don't know. That's true. It's very much, they're still kneading the dough. So we'll see.
Yeah, and all these different, like, all these different groups are working on these different parts of it. And so, like, the fact that it seems, I don't know, because this dogfighting module has gone through delay after delay after delay, it makes me feel like it's kind of stalled a little bit, or it makes me worry it's kind of stalled a little bit. While Elite, on the other hand, has kind of kept their head down. I mean, they release newsletters and stuff, but they haven't been so in your face about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that's
because they don't have an ongoing funding thing going on. So,
well, they kind of do. I mean, you could buy into the alpha and you could buy into the beta. So they kind of do, but it's not as...
Well, it's not like you're buying individual spaceships and we're going to...
Exactly.
You know, yeah it's a little different. It's not a massive, like, fund raking kind of thing, which maybe is a bad thing for Star Citizen, because they're like, man, we got all this money. We got nothing but time. We can develop this thing forever. You know, because we've got the money, and we're not going to be done till we're done, and that's how it is, right? I mean, so that encourages a lot of feature creep in there,
which they keep doing. Did you see one of the new stretch goals? One of the new stretch goals was like you get a towel.
Does it have a 42 on it?
I don't know.
Squadron 42.
But apparently, one of the stretch goals is, I think, a towel.
It's your crying towel.
I'm not even kidding.
Whenever they tell you like the game's not going to be out until 2017. It's the towel that you use to dry your tears.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I mean, the original date was 2015, and now we're creeping up on the, you know, halfway mark of 2014, and we didn't even have a dogfighting module yet, a single-player dogfighting module. We can't even fly a ship yet. Whereas in Elite, people can fly, people can warp, people can land, people can dock. You know, I mean, it's been very kind of fascinating to watch the two. They're really the behemoths of the space sim space combat sim world right now.
Where, what's that other one? The one that Chris Roberts really liked. Limit Theory? Yeah.
Yeah, he's been plugging along. He releases a new 10-15 minute video every month showing what he's been doing.
Yeah, and I watched that one where he had his economy running, and he was just like, yeah, I set it so the ships don't have to travel the full distance, and, you know, like a miner doesn't have to fly all the way there. And he's like, I got the economy running at, like, you know, 10 times speed or whatever. But you can see what's going on, and you just see, like, all these little dots going everywhere around the galaxy, right? And, yeah. And it's, like, all the commerce and stuff. And it's neat that he's actually showing, like, here's the back end, like, the simulation that's going on that's not about the spaceship but about the universe.
Yeah, which I love.
Because, you know, since it's all very much organic, you can go in there and disrupt that. You can actually have an impact on it.
I mean, honestly, that's my, like, very close second most anticipated game is Limit Theory. Very close behind Enemy Starfighter. I am super excited about that one. Let's see. Nack said, Elite has also spent a lot less time, effort, money on cinematic trailers and game shows. That's true. Star Citizen and the folks do a lot of videos. I mean, people want that content, and it's great they're pumping out all this content. I mean, you can't knock them for that, really. But
yeah, if that game actually comes out and everybody's truly satisfied with it, then we'll look back on this whole development and hype and everything as, like, the greatest show that ever was, right? But yeah, if it dies, then we're going to just see this as, like, the greatest waste of time that ever was. So, I don't know.
I mean, there's already Schadenfreude.
Yeah, no pressure,
already
Chris.
That. Yeah, no pressure. No pressure. I mean, yeah, Knack has it right. You can't play a trailer. But with Elite, they've shown gameplay. And they've shown pretty sweet gameplay. I mean, like I said, I played someone else's alpha a while back, and it felt so sexy. It just felt so good. It sounded good. It felt good. I was one with the ship, and it just felt great.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Yeah, so it's just kind of fascinating how the two games have progressed. And, you know.
So what is the Star Citizen Arena Commander? Is that?
That's the dogfighting module. That's their name for the single-player dogfighting module that I think is coming out next week as we record this.
So you'll at least get to get your hands on a ship.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that, finally flying the thing around. Hopefully, I watched
a little.
Will it
be the ships that you bought, or will they just be like, here's a Hornet? This
you know what? I bought a Hornet, so it's, you know, it's fine with me. Yeah, I hope it's a little more stable than that GDC presentation.
Yeah.
What little I could watch of it beyond the yelling
of
and the
spending money on things.
Yeah.
So Last Federation has DLC coming already.
I know.
Are they like EA? What's happening here? Can I buy horse armor for my space dragon?
AI War has what, 6 expansions?
Something like that, yeah.
And they add
a bunch
of crap.
I didn't get it until it was all much like Distant Worlds. Oh God, we're going to talk about that again this week. But much like Distant Worlds, I did not purchase it until all of the DLC had consolidated into a single product, and then I was like, okay, now it's time.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that coming to Steam. We'll get to that in a second. Wait, what were we just talking about?
We're talking about Distant World on Steam, because Last Federation, there's an expansion coming. It's something about, like, space dragon pants, or
They haven't even said what it's about. They've just teased that it's coming. We didn't even know what it's about. All we know is they're excited about it. Okay?
Well, glad they're excited about it.
I mean, I actually really dig The Last Federation. It is a crazy ass chaotic thing of a game.
Yeah, it's a weird. You know, that's the thing about Arson. Arson does not always make the best game, but they make a unique game where they try things that nobody has tried before. Right?
Hey, did you play Bionic Dews?
Yes, I certainly did.
It's a fun little thing. I mean, it's pretty
interesting.
Yeah,
and you don't see anybody else making anything quite like that, you know. And it's not like the best game that's ever been, but it's weird and good.
I know. So Last Federation is kind of driving me crazy because I don't know what to do. But at the same time, I'm fascinated watching what's going on. It's an amazing little simulation. And they keep pumping out the patches for that thing, the Last Federation. You know, pumping them out. I think they're on 12 now. 12 oh, wow. patch? I could be wrong, but I could have sworn I saw 12 somewhere, or 8. 8 or 12. It's still a lot. I mean, the game's been out for like a month. That's still a lot of patches. I should make sure. Hang on. See, where is it? Oh, God, no. They just released 1.020.
Oh, wow, 20 patches.
Earlier this week. No, last week. So, yeah, and they just keep adding and adding and balancing and adding. So it's been a couple of weeks since I played it. I don't even know what I'm going to run into when I go back, which is kind of exciting.
That is
kind of
neat, but, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm really digging the game. It's kind of fascinating. So I'm really liking this massive simulation they're doing. It doesn't look like it's a massive simulation, but you watch all this shit happening, you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah. So you know what else is a massive simulation?
Distant Worlds?
Yeah. It's coming on Steam, so I've heard. Have you played this game?
I will tell you what. That was a really good day for me when I saw that they were coming to Steam, because that day – I found out Distant Worlds was coming to Steam. I got a gift game on Steam. Someone sent me a gift. And I got that lawyer summons thing taken care of all in one day. It was a really nice day. But I am super duper thrilled that Distant Worlds is coming to Steam. And not only that, if you've purchased the previous any of the previous ones, it's not going to be that expensive. Like, if you have all the expansions up to Shadow, you pay $10, bucks, you get a Steam key. That is, to me, that is just amazing.
Oh, really? Like, if you already own it, you can just transfer it over to Steam just like that?
Yeah, it's only Universe is going to be on Steam, not anything else.
Right, but how do they know what else you own?
Well, Universe is one SKU. Universe is its own SKU.
Okay.
But Matrix already knows what games you have. I think it's a thing where if you put in the serial numbers and you already own them, I mean, they know what games you have.
Yeah, but is Matrix going to give you a Steam key?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically what happens is the price to upgrade to Universe will be $9.99 for a download. Let's see, where am I? I'm reading the upgrade available to the store only is they don't have a way of doing it through Steam. But you'll get a Steam key through the site once you upgrade and purchase through the site. So I wonder if they'll still let you have the DLC, DRM free version that they've been doing as well. You know, that'd be a nice option for people who want either or.
Oh yeah, definitely. I just like the idea of consolidating it under Steam.
Oh,
all my games are in one place. And...
Yeah. That's what people have been asking for. People have been asking not only for Steam, but to have a compilation package.
Yeah, you know what grinds my gears, right, is whenever you get something on Steam and I know, right?
That was one of the few. I'm not a huge Family Guy fan, but for some reason the way Peter says, you know what grinds my gears, or however he's I can't fucking stop laughing whenever he says it.
so what gets to me, right? Whenever you install a game from Steam and then it has somebody else's shitty copy protection in it as well, and that's bad enough. But then whenever it's some kind of Star Force bullshit, I'm directly looking at you, DCS, because when you buy their stuff, right, then it's like, oh, well, you get like 8 installs and then you have to beg for mercy. Right, we'll let you install it again. So if you reformat your machine, see, if you uninstall it, then it will like check the key back in, so you don't burn an install. But if you're like, oops, shit, you know, I blew my computer away or whatever, and you have to reinstall, you just burnt 1 of your 8.
Yeah,
well, that sucks.
I know, I'm not a fan of that, but from what I've heard, a lot of
and Uplay. Let me bitch at Uplay as well, because you have to install the frickin' Uplay client, thanks Ubi, and I got a free copy of Watch Dogs, right?
And
that's coming out on the 27th, but I know that I'm gonna have to install that shitty Uplay on my.
It's not that bad.
It's just another thing to be found in the taskbar. Yeah, there's that, and I, you know, like to play Anno 2070, which is kind of a neat game. But I have to also say Mother May I with Uplay. So, eh, whatever. I have to think twice before I install stuff from them. Do I really want to? No. Okay, do go on. Hey, no, Gauntlet on Steam. Whee!
Soon.
That's not a space game, but it's awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's very. It's still exciting. It's still exciting. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but I would always go down to the deli down the road from where I grew up and pump quarters into Gauntlet with my best friend. And we would just nudge each other when, you know, we wanted food or coin or whatever. We actually got into a few fights.
Yeah, because it's that game was so great. And it was, man. It was a quarter-eaten fiend.
It never lasted long. There's no way, unless you were an expert. And how could you be an expert? I mean, I'm sure there are Gauntlet experts, but I'm not that good.
Yeah, expert. Basically, you play it on MAME, and you throw like 500 quarters in there and just give them shits.
Yeah. But, yeah, Distant World's coming to Steam. It's exciting because more people need to play this goddamn game. And I am very excited that they're finally consolidating it. And someone on Quarter 3 was complaining, I shouldn't have to pay for a Steam key. You're paying for the expansion, sir. And you're getting a Steam key with the expansion. I mean, what do you want?
I think all games should be free.
Yeah.
Developers should work for tips.
Tips. I would tip handily. I would tip very well because I love the game.
Not even minimum wage, by the way. I'm thinking developers get $260 an hour and then tips.
So it would turn to the game service industry.
Basically. Exactly.
No. There'd be nothing. There would be nothing. Oh, someone in Tilton just was playing Gauntlet recently in the chat. That's awesome. I haven't played that game in years. I miss it. It's just such a great little game. But yeah, so Distant Worlds is coming to Steam. It's going to be affordable. People are going to bitch about $59.99 when it finally comes out. But there'll be a sale. Don't worry. I mean, Matrix has been getting better with sales, you know, so that's exciting.
Hey, Homeworld. You can pre-order that shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not only – well – you spend $100 to pre-order the games, and a 13-inch tall model of
the mothership.
Mothership,
and it lights actually, up. It's got winky lights.
It lights up. You plug it into a USB port, it lights up.
That's awesome.
I, of course, pre-ordered it. I mean,
did you pre-order it at the Blinken mothership level?
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of? I mean, I don't think I would be worthy of having this name of a site called Space Game Junkie if I didn't. Do you know what?
Yeah, you know what would be interesting is if you could buy it and get the iPad version for free as part of the pre-order, because it's going to come out on iPad and PC.
It is?
Yeah, totally. It's coming out on tablets. They're not going to waste that opportunity.
Huh?
You will see it on mobile devices.
Do you think it would work on mobile devices?
Yeah. But that's going to be part of the rework that they do is getting that touch interface working. I can't wait to play it on my Surface. That's going to be great.
Yeah, no, I am excited. I am excited about that.
You know
that.
What other game? This is, of course, not at all a space game. But speaking of touch screens, game that is freaking ridiculous is Fearless Fantasy. Came on Steam. It's like $6. And it's a JRPG. Like, go look at a picture of it. Seriously.
I'm going.
Okay. It is Final Fantasy with the artwork from Yellow Submarine.
What?
You'll see it. Like, as soon as you see it, you'll be like, oh my god.
Holy, what the whoa, what is this?
Exactly.
What is this?
It's awesome. So the way the combat system works is, let's say you do, like, a multi-slash sword attack, right? And it puts like chevrons hanging in the air, and you have to swipe your finger, you know, if you're on a touch screen, which is so much easier, or the mouse, right? And you have to go through the middle of the arrows, And the more accurate you are and the faster you are, the more the attack will do. Well, like the heal spell, there'll be like a circle of them around the girl doing it. So you have to actually do like a perfect circle with your mouse. And if you're good, you heal for a lot, and if you suck, you don't. And the game is just balls hard, and it's beautiful. It's like video games is art. It's all hand-drawn art, and it's animated like a Monty Python, like those cutout paper animation things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. It's great.
Well, I love one of their bullet points is RPG stuff and dances.
Oh yeah, there's dancing.
There's dancing.
It's a very self-aware RPG as well. Like they crack modern humor, and yeah, it's fun. But anyway, back to space.
Back to
Homeworld.
space.
Sweet
Yeah,
green light.
I'm excited about Homeward. Still haven't been able to find anything about what the fuck's going on with Cataclysm. Which is sad because someone wrote me about it, and I've been trying to find out more about it, but that seems to just be in limbo, that one.
Didn't we talk to somebody that actually worked on Cataclysm just a couple of weeks
No,
ago?
we talk we a while back we talked to one of the Pauls who knew the people who worked on Cataclysm, who now work on the Sword of the Stars games,
Okay, I could
right?
swear, like in the last month, we talked to somebody and they were like, oh yeah, and I worked on Cataclysm and I worked on whatever. And it was like, really? So yeah, I just can't
You
remember
know what?
which
No,
guy.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I just
That's why
can't.
we need that wiki, sir. That's why. So, chat room, save us. Who the hell was it that we were talking to that said that they worked on Cataclysm?
I can't. I can't. Oh, hang on. I can go to the site and see who we've talked to lately. Let's see. Yeah, I can't remember. Was it the guy who did? Was it the Free Space guy? Maybe? No, I don't think it was the
No,
Free Space guy.
this is before him.
Let's see. Slower Than Light. No, I don't think it was the Space Salvager guy.
No.
Definitely wasn't John Hemry.
Who was the last
Tactical.
person that we had on?
The last person we had on was the guy. Oh, Exodus of Soul? Was that the guy? Chris
Yeah.
Stockman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might have been
Yeah,
him.
it was one of their guys that did it.
God, that was like 2, 3 weeks ago already.
Yeah.
What? What the fuck? Oh yeah, okay. I wonder if you might be right.
I know I'm
You
right.
might
I'm
very well.
always right.
You probably are. Probably are right. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess that he worked on Cataclysm, which I still have to play. I keep hearing it's the best of the Homeworld games.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's cool. I have it installed right now. It's
Huh.
really never leaves my machine, but I never really progress far enough. Like I'll play it a little bit. I'll get about six, seven missions into it, and then I end
Yeah.
up reinstalling my machine, and I forget to back up my saves, and I'm like, So anyway, so you have a note here about Steam Greenlight. Like a bunch of stuff got greenlit.
Yeah. A bunch of stuff got greenlit. Where the hell? A little indie favorite of mine called Dangerous got greenlit, which I did a video for it. It's like an hour long. But Cosmonautica, that got greenlit.
Dude, that game's awesome. I've been playing the alpha that he sent us. It's
We're working on getting him on.
dude, it's the Sims in space with a business model.
I like it. I mean,
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I would because it's like FTL-ish, but
Yeah,
it's
but it's
not.
like there's space on your ship, and it's like, oh, well, I want my people to be happy, so I want to install a hot tub, right? And I get my
Yeah.
jacuzzi, but the jacuzzi takes up like three spaces, right? And I don't know if I want them to be that happy because it's a small tugboat, right? But
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
so it's interesting. Like, you have to have a bathroom, and you have to have a place for them to sleep, and a vending machine so they can eat. And I put a bar in. Unfortunately, it was underused. There was only two people there, and it's funny. There's a dance pole in the bar, but nobody ever got on it. I was very disappointed about that. But pole dancing in space.
Yeah, Dangerous also got greenlit. Dangerous is a great little game. It really is a great little open game thing. It's a great little game.
You know, the one thing about Cosmonautica that I
Yeah.
thought was really interesting is whenever you plot a travel from one planet to another one, it actually takes into account the orbits of the planet. So it actually will travel sometimes, the opposite direction because the planet will come around on the orbit and it will be quicker to go against the orbit, to have the planet come to you. than to chase it. Stuff like that. And that's great.
Oh, I really like that. I really like how, like,
there's a lot
you
of
don't go straight to
the
planet.
Design.
Yeah, no, I dig it.
Yeah.
And Nave got greenlit. Did you ever play Nave? It's a free game, actually.
Never heard of it.
Do you ever play Escape Velocity? Do you ever play that one?
Yeah. Or no, I'm thinking Terminal Velocity.
Oh, God. That was a crazy ass. That was great. Which, wasn't Terminal Velocity a copy? No, no, no. Fury 3. Fury Cued was a copy of Terminal Velocity. Remember that one?
Yeah.
It was Microsoft's, oh, let's bundle this with video cards thing.
Exactly.
But Nave got greenlit, which is interesting because, one, Nave, it's free. It's an open source free game. And two, it hasn't been, like, really updated. I mean, they say they just did a blog post saying they've been working on it, but it hasn't, like, been updated in 2 years. So it's like, what? That's crazy.
So is this Nave, like, K-N-A-V-E?
N-A-E-V.
Oh.
It's the game. And, yeah, the last release was on April 15th, 2012.
What kind of game is this?
It's a top-down, kind of isometric combat game thing.
Oh, because I see, like, Nave Arcade gameplay trailer.
No, it's N-A-E-V, N-A-E-V, and...
Oh, N-A-E-V.
N-A-E-V, yes, N-A-E-V.
Yes, this game.
Yeah, that game. It's a good game. I've played it. I enjoy it. But like I said, it hasn't been updated in a while. So it's a little concerning. I mean, I'm glad they updated their blog today because I was concerned. And so who knows what's going to happen. But, yeah, it's on Greenlight. It's, I don't know if they're going to charge for it. I mean, it's a free open source game. So I don't know.
You know, they've actually started allowing some free-to-play stuff through Greenlight. It's just like, here it is. It's free.
Really?
So yeah, I've seen a few things that were that. It was just like, here, we're giving it away, but they had to go through the green light process to give it away.
Okay.
Yeah, this looks kind of neat, especially for an open source game.
It is neat. It is neat. I played it a long time ago, like at least 2012, 2011, and I had a great time with it. It just wasn't finished, so I eventually like moved on. But it is a fun time. I enjoyed it. I sucked. The combat is tough. It's tough. But I enjoyed it immensely. Really fun game. But yeah, so what I'm hoping is not that they've been greenlit and they're going to be getting more attention, that they'll start updating crap again. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I totally voted for this. But yeah, so those are the space games that got greenlit recently. But they greenlit 75 games. Did you see that? 75 of them.
That's a lot of games.
Like, how?
And hopefully it's not all like that shoveled in stuff, like it's good old games. You know? Does that stuff have to go through a green light process or it just shows up?
Good old games?
No, yeah, like the old stuff. Like what's coming out on Steam.
I have no idea. That's what I'm concerned about, because not only did the green light set. Oh, I'm sorry, cat. I'm sorry. I just accidentally kicked one of my cats. I'm sorry. Sorry, I will give you treats later because that was not good. What am I saying?
You're talking about
so
green light.
They keep adding all these old games and they keep adding new games, and then they add all these old games, new games on besides that, and then green light games besides that. I'm worried it's gonna become like the App Store. It's just gonna be
like,
you know,
too much stuff.
You're not going to be able to find anything. Developers aren't going to be able to succeed because their stuff gets buried. Like, I've only heard of a few of these games that got greenlit last time, like Black Hole. I don't know what the hell that is. Beasts of Prey? What? Buck?
Oh, by the way,
no idea.
Half Minute Hero, Super Mega Theo Climax, is $1.99 right now on Steam.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that's going to last.
It's a weekly deal.
Oh, buy it.
So next Monday at 10 o'clock Pacific time.
Oh, buy
it.
Is
when that changes. Really?
Just buy it.
Really?
Do it. Yep.
Okay.
The second one is neat too, but this one, it's basically you have 30 seconds. It's like play Final Fantasy. You have to do the quest in 30 seconds.
What?
Yeah. And I saw a gameplay video of the second one. The guys on Giant Bomb were doing it. And it looked really, really cool. Very hard. But, yeah.
I think it's available for the Vita.
Yes, it is.
But, I've not heard of a lot of these games. Like, Unpossible? What the hell is that? Warside? I mean, I don't know. Idea. Whitewash? Z-pocalypse? Okay. Yeah,
oh my
I mean...
God. Speaking of Z, I saw that Steam, you know, they were like, yeah, Z's going to be on Steam. And I'm like, oh my God, that RTS from like 1998.
Oh my God, I loved Z.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, I played that. Wait, which wasn't there two of them? Hang on. There were two of them, I think. There was Z, and then there was the sequel to Z. What was the sequel?
What comes after Z? Do you go back to A?
I don't know. Ah, Steel Soldiers.
Oh, that was a sequel to Z?
Yeah.
Wild.
I know. No, I played that one before I played the original. I played Steel Soldiers, and I loved it. I mean, I loved it. So then I went back and played Z, which I also enjoyed. So Z is coming to Steam?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Where? Where? Where does it say that?
Somewhere in the coming soon stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh, The Few is also a good – it's like a tactical World War II flying game, so that's worth checking out. Let's see. Coming soon. Cube again? Panzer Tactic XD, that looks pretty cool. Tropico 5, blah, blah, blah. Distant Worlds Universe, yay! Among the Sheep, oh, sleep.
Oh, so Pandora First Contact will be out, it doesn't say when. Oh, May 30th.
Yeah, that's also, that's also exciting.
$27, yeah. Pandora First Contact's pretty cool. It's like a spiritual successor to Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri.
Yeah, I was in the beta for a while, and I really enjoyed it, and I definitely will get it on Steam.
There's Z. So that's going to be June 6th.
Oh, my God.
But do you see, like, two things above Z? There's Epoch.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. What the hell is that?
So that is a port of an iPad game.
What?
And I see more and more and more of this on Steam, where you're getting the Endless Runners and the Tower Defense and stuff. So... It's these casual games that were developed for touch devices, and now they're porting them back to the PC.
Which is, I think, freaking hilarious, because people were like, oh, PC gaming's dead, it's all going to be mobile. Yeah.
Well, I just find that it's like, well, we're taking this thing out of its native environment, right? It was built to work with touch devices and such. And now we're going to port this over to the PC. Yeah, good luck with that. So, I don't know. It just depends on how the controls work. It's a cool game, but, you know, it's one of those, like, time your swipe gestures on the screen to duck and do things. So, yeah. And in fact, looking at the screenshots of it, it still has, like, the swipe gesture prompt on the thing. So, that's going to be interesting. Anyway, so that's a strange trend in PC gaming, though, is all that casual stuff is coming from the mobile devices back to the desktop.
I think that's kind of funny.
Kind of funky, yeah. But what's interesting about that, though, is that there are Windows touchscreen devices, right? Like a whole slew of netbooks and stuff. And I don't know if these games are actually touch-enabled or not on the PC.
Hang on a second. Wait a minute.
It would be really weird to port something from an iPad to a PC, but gut all of the touchscreen stuff. And then I have a touchscreen PC.
Wait a minute. Tangent. Go to the coming soon thing on Steam. What? Go down to number 30.
Okay. You know what else? Here's another thing that is a gear grinder. So every time in Steam that I click on a game and I look at it and then I go back, it takes me back to the top of the top sellers list.
Oh, I know. I don't want the top sellers.
So
I
end up browsing
that.
Steam in my web browser instead of Steam's client.
Oh yeah, no, I never use the client. I always use a browser because Chrome has that like enhanced Steam plugin, which like highlights which games you already own and shit already.
Mm-hmm.
It's very handy.
What am I looking for here?
Look at the first game in the list, 31 to 40. Look at the first game in the list.
Close Combat: Gateway to Khan.
Another fucking Matrix game.
Is this a newish one?
Yeah, this is the latest one.
Oh, is this the one that we saw at the Matrix thing?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's also coming to Steam.
Check that out.
Matrix is coming around.
Hmm.
That's kind of amazing.
Interesting. So what's this Quadriga?
Quadriga. Yeah, not a space game.
Is that some kind of chariot racing?
Yes, It is a tactical chariot racing game where you choose in 10 second increments what your team will do. Whether like, will they whip the horses and try and go fast? Will they move to the left? Will they slow down? Will they move? It's very visceral because you know the chariot racers can fall off and get stomped by the horses and die.
Yeah,
and stuff. Very visceral. I have not played it myself, but I know a lot of people who have and they love it.
Neat. So apparently is it out in beta or something at this point?
Oh,
or...
it's been out for a while through Slytherin and Matrix.
Oh God, it's another Matrix game.
Yep.
Wow. That's
I know.
So that's interesting. Hey, what about the Warhammer game that they were working
on? Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. Yeah, the Panzer General looking thing. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Now that other, speaking of shitty touch games getting ported back to the PC, that other Warhammer game, very bad. The
Plants vs. Zombies looking one?
Yeah, exactly. It's like Plants vs. Chaos or something.
Oh yeah, that looks pretty stupid.
Yeah. Is wow. Nope. No thanks. Didn't need that. Crazy.
But yeah, I'm just like, Steam changed their thing, so now even on the website, if it defaults to top sellers, which isn't what I wanted, and it's like, hello, can you stop Facebooking me and trying to tell me what I want? That's not how I want to do things.
Mm.
But there, I mean, it's getting so crowded on here, which you know does worry me a bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm glad to see stuff like Distant Worlds and Quadriga now giving Close Combat.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I'm looking at a YouTube video of Quadriga. This looks kind of awesome.
Oh, no, it looks great. I am super excited about it because you can have a whole campaign with multiple riders, and you could win different cities and win more money and get better chariots and horses and stuff. And yeah, it looks great. Like now the video on Steam has an announcer and shit, which is amazing, but the full game does not have that, sadly. I wish it did.
But, I wish that it had the announcer from Unreal Tournament. That would be great. Be like, multi-kill.
I love that guy. I love that guy so much. Headshot. Stampede. That's what he would say if someone got trampled or something.
Wow. Hey,
excellent.
Other Steam game that while I'm thinking about it, Men of War. Have you played it? Oh,
the new one? No.
No, not the new one. Well, they had the new one that came out, and in order to celebrate the new one, they made all the old ones cheap. So I was like, oh, well, I ought to buy them now that they're cheap. And then I put it in the cart. And it's like, wait, you already own it. And I'm like, oh? See,
because
we run into, you know, this is first world problems with the Steam sale. It's like, I own games I don't even know about, right? Because it must have been like 99 cents on a Steam sale. So I installed it, and I went to mess around with it. The controls are wackadoo. It's crazy. I don't know, like the Russians never got the memo about what standard PC controls are supposed to be. So they're using like the numeric keypad, and WSAD does completely different things, and it's strange. But it's like it's using every key on the keyboard, and then it's an RTS game where you control a squad of soldiers. And I got like 10 guys, and it wants me to individually give orders to these dudes while I'm trying to play like keyboard piano. Kind of wild. So
I own all of them except for the newest one, but I have not yet played them.
Yeah.
Are you digging it?
We're all in the same boat. I don't know. It was kind of interesting. But then they have the Men of War Assault Squad, which is apparently like a different tone of game.
Yeah, apparently that one's more multiplayer focused.
Yeah. You know, the more that I watch this video for Quadriga, I really wish that somebody would get the rights to Steve Jackson's Car Wars and actually make a turn-based Car Wars game. Oh, God, please. Please do it.
That
because,
would be nice.
Yeah. Have you ever played the board game?
No, I played the computer game many years ago.
Oh, yeah, the computer games, no. That has... Okay. So you played Battletech, right? On the...
Oh, yeah.
On, you know, the board game?
Yeah.
Okay, imagine that with cars. And there's rules for like taking corners too fast and hitting debris and somebody shoots your tire out and stuff like that, right? And it's like the movie Death Race 2000 in board game form. It's freaking amazing. Absolutely beautiful.
Sorry.
So,
no, I know a lot of
somebody
people
needs
love
to
it.
Make that like big time. Just call it something else and make it, please. Someone, I would kickstart that in a second. So, but yeah, this Quadriga, man, it's on my list now. That's happening.
Isn't Steve Jackson Games going to be reviving Car Wars, like the board game?
They did, but it sucked. They made it. They dumbed it down and made it weird. And like doubled the size of the cars and everything. And
I could have sworn I read that they like brought some guy back to help with the
well,
new iteration.
Yeah, maybe because like in the mid 2000s or early 2000s, they rebooted it, but the reboot was bad. And you know, they tried to make like it was almost like a collectible card game for cars or something because you like buy a car in a box, and it's like no. Bad news. So,
speaking of bad news, what do you think about the rumors that YouTube is buying Twitch?
Oh wow, Knack just said Steve Jackson said the next Kickstarter after Ogre is going to be for Car Wars. Yay!
Ooh.
Did you see the Ogre board game that they're shipping?
I've seen pictures of it. It looks insane.
Oh, I know, right? Like it's great. I wish I had people to play it with. That's
Did you get
the story
it?
Of my life. No. But it's like I have the complete like A to Z of Federation Commander in my closet and nobody to play with. It's terrible. So anyway, yeah.
What were we just talking about?
I don't know. You said speaking of bad, and did I see
YouTube is buying reportedly
yeah, YouTube
buying Twitch.
Buying Twitch. Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about that. I mean
I just feel like maybe they'll improve it. I don't know. It's who knows, you know? I mean, it's I don't know if they're making that much money or doing the what. But then again, YouTube kind of has a bad habit of stepping on copyright things, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's some video game companies that don't like their video games being broadcast on Twitch. And YouTube would probably enforce things that Twitch does not. So maybe that's bad.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. I'm not sure how to feel about it. I mean, a lot of people are talking about a lot of people during their streams, they'll stream like Pandora or they'll stream their own, you know, music. And apparently YouTube would seriously frown on that.
Yeah. Big time. So it's fraught with danger.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah. So, anywho, I don't know. We've pretty much covered the space stuff.
Yeah. I'm about to do my first preview for my other site, Neural Game Shake.
Oh, yeah. I've preview of what?
Endless Legend.
Okay. So what is that?
The fantasy game by the Endless Space People.
Oh, really? So they had Endless Dungeon.
Yeah.
But I've not seen anything of Endless Legend. Did they give you an alpha or something?
Yeah, I got a key for it. And I'm actually really enjoying it. Like a lot more than Endless Space.
Huh.
A lot more than
Endless Space. Is it like an RPG or is it like a Civilization kind of game?
It's more of a 4X Civilization type game, but it has RPG elements for your heroes and it also has quests for your armies and your civilization. It has story quests and side quests.
Yeah.
So
speaking of, okay, go ahead.
No, you're not just like build your empire and stuff. You actually have stuff to do besides that, and it's really pretty, and it's a lot of fun. And
that's
I'm shocked
cool.
by that.
Did you get Age of Wonders 3 or Warlock 2?
I got Age of Wonders 3. I've only played a little bit of it so far. I've dug it, but other games have been taking up my time.
Yeah.
I've been demanding my attention.
I've heard some AI complaints about Age of Wonders 3. And anytime a game like that comes out, I kind of hold off because, wow, it's sure pretty. But then, you know, somebody will dig into it and be like, well, here's all the ways you can exploit the hell out of the AI and all the stupid shit that it does. And, You know, like maybe it'll have like super elite units and never move them out of the city, you know, or the worst thing. I mean, that something that like even a player of my caliber will notice is when it's got a whole bunch of forces, but then it sends like one scout at a time over to attack my giant stack of troops, and it's like, why are you doing that? So
Right.
just dumb shit that the AI will do. So I've kind of held off on that. However, Warlock is pretty great. It's just more of the same.
Really?
Yeah, it's more of the same. If you like the first Warlock, this is like more of that better kind of
Really?
thing. Well, I'm a big fan of Master of Magic, right? All I want is a reboot of Master of Magic. I want that same game fixed up, and pretty. That's it. That's all you got to do. Don't change a thing. Just fix the bugs and, you know, make the AI smarter and make it pretty. That's all I want.
Huh.
But yeah, Warlock 2 is a good time. Highly
Yeah,
recommend.
I plan on getting it eventually because I did enjoy the first one, but I shelled out for Age of Wonders, so I couldn't justify shelling out for
Yeah. But if you like that type of game, when Pandora comes out, just do it.
Yeah, I will.
And that's another Slytherin game,
I know.
I think.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. They finally got with it. They listened. We were there at the press conference and we were like, "When are you going to get some Steam shit?" And they finally did. So
And it's a win-win because if you could still buy games on their site and get the DRM free version, or you have
yeah.
the option of going to Steam, it's a win-win. I mean, Steam
And
will probably take a larger cut.
I do not object to Steam's DRM.
No, and Steam will probably take a larger cut than if you bought it directly from Matrix, but a sale is better than no sale.
Right. I prefer Steam being my wallet.
No, I
Like,
agree with you. I
I
mean,
just want one place to process payments. And
right.
honestly, if Matrix games would accept Amazon Pay, whatever, it's like PayPal, but it goes through Amazon, right? If they did
Amazon
that,
payments, yeah.
I would buy stuff direct from them because Amazon is the other company that I trust with my credit card.
That's fair.
Yeah, but that's it. You know, I'm not like plugging my credit card into a gazillion websites because,
Well,
you know, you want identity theft. That's how you get identity theft.
no, that's fair. That's fair. What was I gonna say? Oh, a tangent. I just want to let you know I finished all of the Lost Fleet and Lost Stars books, every one of them.
Oh wow, cool.
Amazing.
I noticed on the Lost Stars books, the covers are all very similar. It's like person wearing what looks to be like a
Armor.
leather space suit with a really big
Yeah.
20th century machine gun.
Yeah, pretty
Like every
much.
cover.
Well, think of it. Just about every cover for the Lost Fleet books is a guy in armor, either with a gun or not. And it's like, this isn't what these books are about.
Yeah.
But they're excellent. I'm probably going to read them again, but I think I kind of read the two Lost Stars books out of order because they cross with what's going on in the later Lost Fleet Beyond the Frontier books. But the space combat is still exceptional. It actually gets better with each book,
Oh,
believe it
that's
or
really
not.
cool. I
Yeah.
thought that they would be more like ground war because it wasn't spaceships on the cover, it's people. So I just figured, well, this is going to be like
Oh, they
Marines.
have both. They have both. And because it's the syndicate, there's all this back plotting and scheming because they're just, they grew up in this paranoid system, so it's a lot
So
more.
do those books continue the story beyond the Lost Fleet, or is it like a different perspective of the events? You know, do they
It's a
run in
different.
parallel?
They run in parallel to some of the later books. There's a syndicate system called Midway, and at one point it rebels after a certain point. And so Blackjack's fleet does run into them. And in the books, they have some interactions. And in the Lost Stars books, they have interactions with Gary. But you get to see what the syndics think of Gary. They just call him Blackjack. They don't even call him Gary. They call him Blackjack. And he's like this mythical figure to them, even more so than the Alliance, because he wiped out their fleet. I shouldn't have told you that. But I mean, I guess it was kind of obvious.
Ermagerd spoilers.
Sorry, spoilers. I hate spoilers. But yeah, so like there's the six Lost Fleet books, and then there's like a continuation called Beyond the Frontier where they go try and find aliens or something. And like the Lost Stars books kind of take place around the same time as like the last couple of Lost Fleet Beyond the Frontier books. So they do run in parallel, but from completely different perspectives. But they do intersect here and there a little bit, which is kind of neat.
Neat.
Yeah. It's excellent stuff. You did a great job. I mean, I wrote them the other day, like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm probably going to read them again soon.
Yeah.
Because I just blew through them. I'm like, oh God. So I'm probably going to read them again. Anyway, we should wrap this up because I'm rambling and I'm getting really tired. But folks, thank you for listening. Folks, the next 2 weeks, because of time zones, we're going to be doing early podcasts. So the next 2 weeks, instead of 7 p.m. Pacific, it's going to be 6 a.m. Pacific, which, yay for me.
6 a.m.? That's like early.
I know.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to be talking to – oh, God damn it. Who are we going to be talking to? We're going to be talking to a guy making a game called Interplanetary, which looks kind of neat. Looks like kind of a spacey planetary bombardment game thing.
It, you know what it is? Is
Scorched Earth with multiple –
It's Scorched Earth with planets.
With multiple planets, which – you know what? I'm fine with. We actually have to try it. We need to try it before the thing because it's multiplayer apparently. So we do need to try it. Let's make sure I have it in Steam for God's sakes. I'm pretty sure I put the key in there. Yeah, there it is. Okay, we need to try that.
Yeah. So that reminds me of Planetary Annihilation.
Oh.
And Planetary Annihilation, I didn't get it yet. I'm waiting. But what I did, they had Supreme Commander 1 on sale for like $2. Huh. So I finally bit and got it. So, because I have Supreme Commander 2, but I've never had 1. And, you know, Jam 3 keeps saying, no, 1 is the superior game. So I finally got it. It's not bad. It's pretty cool.
It
doesn't feel like a 50-year-old game, even though it is.
it looks gorgeous. But anyway, so let's see. So, yeah, next week we're having the Interplanetary guy. And then the week after that, we're going to have David Murant talking about Starship Corporation.
The Germans.
Yeah, so two Germans in a row.
Well, yeah, the first guy's Finnish, isn't he?
Their
website's .fi.
Right, so he's Finnish. And then the guy we were supposed to talk to last week and tonight, he's German.
Right.
So lots of people from the other side of the pond. So, folks, I want to thank you for listening, as always. And, again, you can always contact us at hail@spacegamejunkie.com or in the comments. And stay tuned for more awesome stuff. And you could always suggest a show or a topic or a guest if you want. We're totally open. We are going to be talking about a lot of games in the next coming weeks, like Orb and X-Wing Alliance. It's also X-Wing Alliance 15th anniversary, but
– oh, wow.
No one seems to care about that.
No one cares. Hey, you know, for the Orb show, we should play Orb.
Well, perhaps, yeah, no, that's
multiplayer.
Oh, sure.
Like,
why not?
In advance of the show.
Oh,
that
yeah,
way
okay.
We can actually talk about what happened on the show instead of, like, hey, you're listening to us play it. But we could actually, you know, give an after-action report, I think, would be better.
I have it installed.
There you go.
Apparently you do, too.
I do.
All right. Well, no, I can't tell if you have it installed, but you have it, at least. But yeah, folks, thank you so much for listening. I'm about to stop the stream, so have a great night, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Let's have some music in here, Boiler. Sure thing.
A big sunshine down, but I see guys.